Now we take you to Sheridan for an episode of Mountain West Voices. Here's Clay Scott.
It's occurred to me as I travel around gathering material for this series that the story of immigration to the Rocky Mountain West has layers that are not always widely known or appreciated or understood. Like the story of Zarif Khan, who during the many years he lived in Sheridan, Wyoming, was known as Louis Tamale. I learned about Zarif Khan when I needed a place to stay in Sheridan, and I stopped at a motel that looked clean and pleasant. As I was filling out my registration form in the lobby, I noticed that the wall above the desk was covered with inscriptions from the Quran. One sign read, "The shortest distance between a problem and a solution is between your knees and feet. The one who kneels to Allah can stand up to anything." I couldn't help wondering, in a small town like Sheridan, if anti-Muslim sentiment might be an issue. I asked the owner of the motel, Zarina Khan, if it might not make better business sense to hide the religious stuff out of sight somewhere.
Why is it in the reception? Because that's what we believe. One of our writings that's up there, it says there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. That's what we believe. I mean, everybody has their religion, everybody has their belief. So what's wrong with putting Allah up there, and what's the difference between that and a cross? No. I like who I am, and I like my culture, and I don't think, you know, we ever had an issue with it. I fitted in perfect. The whole family just fit in perfect, so we really didn't have any problems until after 9/11, and people would start to say stuff. So, but otherwise, I really had a good childhood in Sheridan.
Zarina was born in Pakistan, in a small village near the border with Afghanistan. She came to Sheridan as a girl, but her father had a history in Wyoming that went back decades. Zarif Khan left his home when he was a boy and landed in Mexico in about 1907, where he worked as a cook. From there, he made his way up the west coast of the U.S., stopping in San Francisco and Seattle. He worked as an itinerant peddler of hamburgers and tamales and made his way as far west as Deadwood, South Dakota, before he settled in Sheridan in 1910. Zarif couldn't read or write, but he used his hamburger earnings to buy stock in the Homestake Mining Company, and he made enough to have three mosques built back in Pakistan before the market crashed in 1929. He started over, and his hamburger joint became a fixture in Sheridan. When he was 65, he returned to Pakistan and married a young girl from his village who bore six children. The family was still in Pakistan, getting ready to come back to the U.S., when Zarif Khan was stabbed to death in a dispute over land. His daughter, Zarina, was too young to remember much about her father, but when the family returned to Sheridan, she says she was overwhelmed by the stories people told her about the man they called Louis Tamale.
Oh, gosh, I hear stories from all the time from these old-timers that lived in this town. And then when my daughter did her rotations with Dr. Brown, she would see patients and Dr. Brown would mention, "Do you know Louis Tamale?" And all these men and women would say, "Oh my gosh, your grandfather was like this, and your grandfather was like this." And she goes, "Wow, I mean, I just can't believe, you know, we got people still alive here, and they're still talking about him." And they said they would come from ranches, faraway ranches, just to come and have a Louis hamburger. "I just have what people tell me. Your father was like this. He was best known for his hamburgers and his tamales and how he'd cut the pickles and how he'd cut the onions, and that makes me so proud, like, who I am." And now my children hear it and they go, "Wow, you know, that's nice, you know, we've got a grandfather that's a legend." So it's nice. That's why I kind of like this town. My father was very, very high respected, and I'm very proud of my father, who he was. They said that Indians weren't allowed here, or black people wouldn't allow, you know, in shops. And he said, "My doors are always open for them."
Zarina showed me a yellowed copy of the Sheridan Press from July of 1964. On the front page is an account of the murder of Zarif Khan in Pakistan. The article talked about his under-the-radar philanthropy, including the hundreds of packets of cash and cigarettes he sent to Wyoming servicemen during World War II. Zarina says her children want to carry on that tradition. One of her daughters hopes to open a clinic in Pakistan in her grandfather's name. But she says their home will always be the place where they starred in high school sports and where their friends live and where their grandfather is still a legend.
The reason I like Sheridan is the people. Everybody says hi to you. I can't even go to the store without somebody stopping me and talking to me how your day is or how you been or everywhere I go, there's somebody that knows me and says, how's it going? Or it's just like, you feel like you're welcome. It's a great, great town. Great town.
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Support for today's episode was provided by the Foundation for Community Vitality. To see images from today's story and to listen to and download dozens of stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org.